BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. We regard no one from a worldly point of view. Many interpretations exist on the phrase worldly point of view, but not too unlike each other. By it, Paul means he had taken God and what God said out of his thoughts regarding a person, people, and/or a subject before he knew Christ, but not after. Other places use the phrase according to the flesh, and some English translations, such as the King James Version, American Standard Version, and Young Literal Translation, have after the flesh or according to the flesh here in this verse 16. Theologically, the flesh is viewed as the created and natural humanity, not automatically sinful, but weak, limited, temporal, prone to sin, and driven away from God. Jesus said to his sleeping disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, "The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. The disciples' body were weak due to fatigue and succumbed to sleep. See also Romans 6, 19, chapter 7, 5, and chapter 8, verses 4 through 12. Paul, though, uses the term here to mean that he has a new point of view on Christ and his disciples. In saying this, Paul was indirectly warning the congregation to not judge those who dismiss him based on what he looks like compared to what they look like from a worldly point of view. This was his indirect point in the former sections too. Paul was saying, "See people as I see people, for I see people as Christ showed me to see people." So here, Paul states he does not see people according to worldly thinking, and he means four things by it. One, he was not influenced in his estimate by a regard to birth or country. He did not form an attachment to a Jew just because they were a Jew, or to a Gentile just because they were a Gentile. He had learned that Christ died for people for all nationalities and ethnic groups, and he felt disposed to regard all alike. Now, second, he was not influenced in his estimate by rank, wealth, and office. Before his conversion, he had been, but now he learned to look on moral character and to regard that as making the only permanent and really important distinction among men. He did not esteem one man highly because he was of elevated rank or of great wealth, and another less because he was of a different, very low rank in life. Now, third, he was not influenced in his preferences and presuppositions by concepts. Before his conversions, he would be with people like himself and people who liked what he liked and judged them according to this. He, like all, has prejudice, meaning we prefer to hang around with people like us and keep away from those who are not like us. Birds of a feather flock together, as the old sayings go. But he didn't do this anymore. And finally, fourth, he was not influenced in his esteem of what is outwardly worthy of praise by men, but rather by what is inwardly and praiseworthy by God.